ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. Live show, and this is, I believe we're on the 11th day of July, 2024. Oh, boy. Now, the first thing is, we got a lot of NATO people in D.C., right? A lot of NATOs. And interestingly enough, while they're here, Polish General Chief of Staff, General Wojciech Kukula, has told Poland, over there in Poland, that they need to be prepared in Poland and the Polish army and the Polish people to go to full-scale war with Russia. Full-scale war with Russia, between Poland and Russia. Now, that's the General Chief of Staff, Wojciech Kukula of Poland. And so anyway, let me tell you what also happened this afternoon when I'm hearing from the backside of things. At about 3:30 Eastern time, somewhere around in there, not exactly, but just approximately there, or 3:17 or 3:20, whatever, somewhere in that range, there was a global hawk at 51,000 feet over the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Global hawk over the Outer Banks at 51,000 feet approximately over North Carolina. So now what are they looking at? They're looking down at the Outer Banks there in the Atlantic. Are they looking for a Russian sub? Possibly so. Possibly so. Because there have been 11 Russian subs up and down that did not surface. But if they're towing an array, towing an antenna, putting an antenna up, then that could be possibly detected by the Global Hawk, who's sitting right up above. So consequently, then what happened immediately after that was a fast mover, a fighter jet, came out of Oceania screaming at about 22,000 feet altitude, and it came fast to that same area that the Global Hawk was out of, over the Carolinas, the Outer Banks of Carolinas. So, I mean, then they started going in circles. The fighter jets started circling in a certain area. There's something there. I suspect it's a Russian sub or a red Chinese sub, but I suspect Russian. Because wouldn't that be interesting if in the midst of the press conference, which is supposedly ongoing or whatever right now, if in the midst of that, if the Russians decided to launch on D.C., take out the whole NATO crowd and also Red China Joe and all the people. I don't know that, but it's, would that be a wild weasel kind of a thing for them to do? Particularly after Poland, the General Chief of Staff of Poland is saying that be prepared for all-out war with Russia. And then, of course, at the beginning, not the beginning of the press conference, but at an earlier time today, Red China Joe goofed up in the head, don't you know? He introduces Zelensky, President Zelensky of the Ukraine, and he introduces him as, and here next up to talk to you is President Vladimir Putin. He introduces Zelensky as Vladimir Putin. So I'm going to tell you that's the first mistake won today. And it looks like they're not going to have him as president. And it might be a good thing, because I'll tell you what, there's other things going on as well. And let me tell you about another item that happened, I believe, Saturday. So you all got this. And you ain't going to see it on Brett Baer or anybody. But we had an Oceana fast mover at 22,000 altitude, fly out of Oceana, to that area of the Carolinas past the Outer Bank, where the Global Hawk at 51,000 feet altitude was looking down, and that happened. And then after the fighter jet went there, which that area is a traffic area for a large number of planes going north to south on the East Coast, commercial aircraft, you know what I'm saying, to go up to New York or to wherever, Boston, whatever, from Florida, you know, go up and down the East Coast. So that also tells me that they moved, air traffic control has moved stuff inside the United States a little bit inland, perhaps, or further out to sea. But they also, because they vectored in that at 22,000 feet, that fighter jet then turned off its squawk once it got there. So that tells me they turned the squawk off, then they've got to have already moved commercial air traffic out of the area so this thing won't hit it. Okay? And then the Global Hawk, if something goes wild weasel with the Russian, could also take it out too from above. But now here's some other things going on. Last Saturday, approximately, from what I heard, 7 to 7:30 in the morning, somewhere like that. And this is Warren County, Ohio, which is in the Cincinnati, Ohio, suburban area, north suburban areas, north-northeast suburban area. And there's a power substation. Aha! Power substation up there. And according to people who live near there, there was a huge explosion and a red fireball inside of the fence that went up about 30 feet in the air, but there was no loss of power, and apparently it wasn't a transformer or any of that equipment that actually blew, but whatever it was blew in a big red fireball about 30, 40 feet in the air, and that was seen. But interestingly enough, that really did not appear on the news, or it did appear from what I understand, and I don't know different now than I did then, but it appeared on like a firefighter's website or some kind of emergency management website in Warren County, probably the firefighters' website in Warren County, wherever that would be. Might be on a city or something like that, but anyway, it was the firefighting team is where the only place it appeared. So that means somebody had to shut that information down from a high level. And we've talked about these power grids, power substations. If you hit the 9 key ones, you knock out the entire power grid of the United States. That might be another key power substation, just like the one we talked about last week up on the Rapidan River, Minnesota-Iowa border, where a power substation was taken out. Just like we've talked about in the past, where there was a power grid or power substation in California, where somebody used 762 by 39s, in other words, AK-type rounds, and shot out transformers that then turn off that power substation out there. Now, isn't that kind of interesting? Very, very interesting, isn't it? So the thing is, I see Brother Quayle's got an article on here. Socialist ideology to the mass murdering psychopaths of Hitler. Since the Nazis were socialists, they couldn't possibly be far right. True that. Now, why the Republicans, when they're being called Trump and his followers, which was about 74 million people, 73 million, who voted for Donald J. Trump? He's not a Nazi because he ain't a socialist, is he? Consequently, they're calling him the extreme right MAGA Republicans. Hakeem Jeffries, who is a piece of toast if I ever saw one. Man, oh man, these people are just nuts. But why the Republicans don't call them Luciferian communists or socialists, I have no idea. They're just waiting for the big red wave, and they think they're just going to get all elected. And meanwhile, the Heritage Foundation is trying to screw Trump with all the stuff they're putting out allegedly under Trump's name. And that's not necessarily the Republican Party platform, which is different and is out there and is based on what Trump has got to say. So this thing ain't a done deal. Trump hasn't won it yet. And even though he may be ahead in a lot of the swing states and a lot of other states, like Virginia, like Minnesota, even New York, he's doing really well, okay? But the fact is, they're still going to have to do something, aren't they, to keep him out. They're either going to have to allegedly steal an election again, allegedly. Or they're going to have to take us to war. Now, the war is up there right now, brewing, potentially, in the NATO guys in D.C., with Red China Joe, you think he's ready? I don't think so. Now, you remember also we've talked about a lot with accuracy because we're also vindicated by the fact that they're still sending a lot of reconnaissance aircraft, U.S.'s military, to the Great Lakes region. To look for what, quote-unquote, allegedly Poseidon, Russian Poseidon submarines that have a nuclear weapon on board that then can surface and lay on the bottom of the lake, you know, down 100, 200 feet or whatever in some of those Great Lakes, lay on the bottom of the lake and not move for up to a year or whatever, or even longer. And then if they want to, they can activate them by timing or by direct radio frequency or by a direct radio or broadcast or satellite broadcast to the sub. But now, isn't that interesting? Let's say they've got more than one up in there, you know? And let's say they're in Lake Michigan, perhaps, some of them, which they are. They're in all the lakes, Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, et cetera, and they came down the St. Lawrence Seaway, as I told you last week. Somebody from Southern Command or from the Tampa area sent planes up to the St. Lawrence Seaway and went down and looking. And I'm going to tell you what, they don't send them things up there unless there's truth to the matter. So I'm just trying to tell you, old Hawk, allegedly may be correct, you see, from his sources. From the backside or the dark side? No, it's not the dark side, I'm telling you. It's from the backside of the things. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. My voice sounds good. So many of you said my voice is sounding good, and it does. But I can hardly walk. I can hardly walk more than 5 to 10 paces with my walker, and I have to stop and pant like a dog. And that's even using oxygen, portable oxygen, which goes into the nose. Now, I suspect that really what happened is when Brother Quail and I did the show, we started talking about the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus restored my voice. And my voice is restored in a sense for all purposes for this broadcast. And consequently, I have that, but I also at the same time got the big head, the big nose, the big sinuses, so I can got stuff in the nose going in there. I got oxygen going in O2. And that allows me to talk. Plus the fact that I believe that it's the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. And let me just stop and say this one more time. If you repent of your sins and you ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, He will come to you and He'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. And I'm going to tell you, some people need a lot of washing. I guarantee you, I have been. I've been a sinner. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Hats off to the Scholar of Temecula and to the old Allegheny gang. And let me just say, there's frost in New Mexico. There's frost in New Mexico. God bless you. And God bless Phoenix. God bless the Phoenix. And everybody, I can't mention everybody's town or name or what have you. But I try to mention some. Yes, and then how about old Loris? God bless Loris in the Carolinas, South Carolinas. And the old buddy in Beatrice. And the Jarhead. And Ms. A. Alabama, M&L, God bless you. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Diamond Springs, California, God bless you. And, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to pray for two people here tonight. Lord Jesus, and if you pray with me, I'd appreciate it. Lord Jesus, would you go right now and touch Debbie Nunemaker of the Nunemakers that have the Indochina Bible Project. They have the Indochina Bible Project. They've been the missionaries for years in Indochina. Nunemaker. And she has been getting a lot of prayer from all the people, from the radio broadcast and also from their Mountain Light newsletter. And I'll tell you what, the doctor is extremely pleased with how well it's knitting itself together in the bones. And Lord Jesus, would you go to Debbie Nunemaker right now, Lord? Will you touch her on the arm and the wrist? And will you cause the bones to knit and knit perfectly? And will you rehab her and restore her back to full strength and health? And you can reach them, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with an M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I also would like to pray also for somebody who broke a wrist. Lady J in the Blue Ridge and Smokies. Lord Jesus, will you go to Lady J right now, who's done so much on your behalf and getting people prepared, Lord Jesus, with the canned goods and the canning and the home canning and all the things. Lord Jesus, will you touch Lady J's wrist and arm, and will you restore it and knit the bones in that arm, Lord Jesus? I pray that you do it right now and let her know that you're doing it. Let her know, Lord Jesus, that you're touching her as we speak. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, for Lady J and for also for the Debbie Nunemaker and for others too. And pray, Lord Jesus, I pray for Jarhead and his back and discs and all the different things, that you would touch him in the back and that you would restore his ability to stand, walk, talk, and without the pain. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a real wild weasel thing, is it not? And they talk about, oh boy, the inflation rate is down, you know, and all that. But the core consumer prices are still up there. Gas is still where it's at. Food is still up, you know, over 21% approximately. In some cases, more than that. Gasoline and stuff up over 34%, but the rate of it's going up every year is slowing down. And quite frankly, people are not able to eat. People are not able to gas up. And, you know, I'll tell you what. Need to have all kind of stuff. There's a wellness company medical emergency kit includes. This is at stevequayle.com. Over 50,000 medical emergencies avoided and counting. Don't submit to fear. Buy a medical emergency kit today and stop worrying about the future, because you be prepared for whatever health crisis. This has got amoxicillin, which is generic Augmentin, basically, 875 milligram, 28 tablets. Azithromycin, Gen Z pack, 250 milligram. Doxycycline, 100 milligram. Metronidazole, generic Flagyl, 500 milligram. Trimethoprim. Generic Bactrin, 800 milligram. Ivermectin, 12 milligram, 25 compound capsules. Fluconazole, generic. Defilicate, 150 milligram. So this has got all kind of stuff in it. Medical emergency kit, go to stevequayle.com. Scroll down. How prepared are you? And then that's what the article basically is talking about. And you can also go to Fishmox, Fishflex. You can get some of the antibiotics there. But this is a story on stevequayle.com. How prepared are you? The one item you shouldn't be without. Well, good old Crazy Horse, my buddy in Utah. Crazy Horse, you get that buffalo gun sighted in and cleaned out so you can take it on down the road 1,000 yards down your lane when they come in there to get your horses. The regional liquor provider in Utah is requesting a 30% increase. Isn't that interesting? Huh? So anyway, if you look at Steve, Brother Steve Quayle's site, stevequayle.com, I would urge people, Earth in the Crosshairs, the interdimensional gates of hell have opened, a film by Stephen Quayle and Daniel Holdings. Watch the video trailer, click it and watch it. I think you'll probably want this. Video on demand will be available August 1 and the DVD available August 15th. This thing is incredible. Watch the video trailer. And I'll tell you what, good old Tyler Quayle is doing some of the Q-Files 2.0 with Tyler. And if Steve's not in the office, Tyler's there. Tyler is Steve's son. Tell him if you call him up and you want any gold or if you want any silver, if you get Steve or if you get Tyler, you tell him old Hawk sent you. And you get any gold or silver out to you right away. And they've got it on the hoof in various centrally located areas so they can ship it usually overnight, 1 to 2 days, and get it to you real quick. Now you're going to have your sister or your niece or your mom, I suppose, in some cases. Going to register for the draft, I guess. That's what's coming up, perhaps. Going to be very interesting, isn't it? I heard Zelensky say yesterday or last night or whatever that all the stuff that's been promised to them just doesn't show up on the timely basis from Biden promising, you know, and America promising, but it doesn't get there always quickly. And consequently, you are in a situation where the F-16s, all the different stuff, they are not there yet, you see. And then they limit what they can do with it. But I'll tell you what, Red China Joe emboldened Putin when he met with him about the reopening of what Trump had banned or told him not to do, the Nord Stream pipeline. And Red China Joe met with Putin about all of that. And told him, go right ahead. And then Putin got a good eyeball on Red China Joe. Oh, Biden's press conference. Apparently, I just got a raw alert here. Thank you, TK. It's been delayed again until 7:30 p.m. Eastern, I guess. It had going to be at 5:30 p.m. and then 6:30 p.m. and then it was going to be not 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Well, that's very interesting. It might be because what old Hawk is telling you about. Possible Russian sub that might want to launch, you know, towing the array off the Outer Banks, you see. Yep. And old the Obama Nation of Desolation. The Obama Nation of Desolation. Well, I guess MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, and Mika, or Nika, who is his wife, claims that the Biden campaign believed Barack Hussein Obama is orchestrating a coup to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee. Oh, yes. Well, he's maybe been running the show with Valerie Jarrett, the socialist communist Iranian. I guess Biden's on now. Much thanks to the Allegheny gang. God bless you out there. Some say that Biden may call it quits at the press conference. I don't know. I'll tell you what, I can guarantee you Hunter's lobbying for the reverse because Hunter would like to have his like to be pardoned for the gun charges and also for the upcoming tax case, and that's through September, you see. That's through September. Consequently, yes, regional electric provider, yes, sir, Crazy Horse. Requesting a 30% increase in the regional power cost. You talk about inflation, there you go. There you go. Oh boy, oh boy. And Daryl F., God bless you. Thank you for all your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, believe me, me. I got to keep going in the world of insurances and different costs and hospitals and doctors and all that junk. Anything is most needed and welcome. Be Federal Reserve notes. Easiest. a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a little platinum, whatever it might be, or a check or money order, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, yes. So the fact is, send a card or a letter, that's always nice, too. I can just, hey, you know, if you put something in it, that's great. If you don't, you can just pray for me. Oh, no, this is interesting. TK sends, multiple Chinese military ships were spotted by the U.S. Coast Guard in the waters off Alaska, officials said in a news release on Wednesday. So that was yesterday. Yes. Rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. Thank you, TK, for the update on that. Oh, boy. Trying to breathe a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm trying to do. Not trying to slow this thing down. Not trying to slow it down. But isn't it interesting? Got a Russian towing it, probably putting in a little antenna out or towing the array behind it, a submarine. And not all the Russian subs, you see, didn't surface. And all the people who poo-poo, oh, they didn't surface and talk on the 40-meter MN. Baloney crap. Baloney, baloney, baloney. More and more people did hear that, and so that's all there is to it. It ain't no allegedly on that. That's when he said, do you know what your president is doing? Rush subsurfaced, and it was out about 200 miles out at that point in time, and then started talking on the 40-meter ham band and used his Russian ham designator, his code. I think it's like UK, or I forget what it is, but anyway. And we talked to you about this a month or so ago. So then that ship then went on to Cuba. But there's a whole lot of things on the East Coast and on the West Coast and the Gulf Coast as well. And there's more than one Russian submarine. Because there are different types of Russian submarines. And several of them are nuclear. You got the bigger subs, you got the Akula class, but they also have the ability to launch a hypersonic missile with a nuclear warhead on it. God bless my buddy in Rochester, Minnesota. God bless you, sir. Remember when we talked to you about China talking about going on to some kind of a, back before Trump was elected, by the way, in 2016, how they were talking about going on to a gold standard type of a thing. That the renminbi or the yuan would be backed by gold. Now the BRICS allegedly are going to use, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are going to use allegedly a gold standard. They're definitely pursuing a gold standard. For the West, this means one thing. If a Western nation wants to trade with the BRICS for certain goods, it needs more gold. If the West does not wish to trade with the BRICS for those items, then they must onshore, friendshore, reshore their supply chain sufficiently to natural resources to obviate the need for BRICS resources. The question will be, which is less expensive and less dangerous to do? So Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa will use a gold standard within the next 5 years. Think you might need a little gold? I think you ought to call Brother Steve Quayle or Brother Tyler Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you and tell them to load you up with a bunch of silver and gold. Because I'll tell you what, you're going to need it. Because the currencies are going to go bye-bye. But what else will be a currency? Basic food items, cans of chunky soup. But I'm going to tell you what, you don't want to mess with your food stores, trading them back and forth too much. But if you had some cans, extra cans, you could. 22 long rifle bricks of shells, 500, 1,000 in the brick. That's a currency. Other ammunition calibers. But save the ones that are hard hitting and the ones that you want to use so that you've got enough of them in the thousands of rounds, enough of them, allegedly, so that you could defend yourself, your fight, and defend yourself against all comers who would come at you. Come at your house, your rancho, your business, your car, whatever it might be. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to breathe. There's power in the blood of Jesus, though, let me tell you. I'm still here. I'm here past the holidays. Now I'm gone past 4th of July, and I'm going for the end of July, and then I'm going to head off into the fall. And hopefully, if the Lord Jesus will allow and our Father in heaven will allow, hopefully, they'll remove this cancer from me. They'll restore my cells back to health and bodily systems, lungs, liver, bone, lymph nodes, where I was diagnosed as a level 4, not as a beginning. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for all your prayers and all assistance. God bless you all out there. Well, looks like we've had some back-to-back magnitude 6.6 and 6.4 earthquakes in the Cascadia subduction zone. Very interesting. That's as of Thursday 7/11. From the MW. This apparently is from the Hal Turner Show. Back-to-back earthquakes have just struck in the Pacific Ocean at the dangerous Cascadia subduction zone off the U.S. West Coast at the Canadian border. First quake of magnitude 6.6, of course. Lucy number struck at 11:08, 32 seconds a.m. Eastern U.S. time, and 8:08 a.m. local time at a shallow depth of 11 kilometers. Immediately followed by another quake measuring magnitude 6.4. Geological Survey reported both as separate quakes, but has alternated their reporting, now showing only one quake at 6.4. So that, you know, they try to minimize the number of quakes and all the different stuff, you see. And they then cheater, weeder, beater on that kind of stuff. Cascadia subduction zone is literally one of the most dangerous active earthquake zones on Earth. It is where the big one, quote unquote, might begin on the West Coast, U.S. West Coast. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go again. Whoa, 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 huh? Well, Japanese destroyer sailed into the China territorial waters despite warnings. But Tokyo maintains that the Suzuki destroyer's entry into Chinese territorial waters was not illegal, citing the right to innocent passage. Interestingly enough, you see. Reminds me of a certain destroyer type spy ship that started the Vietnam War, in a sense. Took somebody up there, up a river in the Odark 30 in China. And then they sailed on out of there. And the old Maddox, you see, then the Chinese called the North Vietnamese and they got attacked. And then the old Marine Corps aviator was coming in to say, Maddox, it's the old Marine Corps, bup, 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 up above you. I'm getting ready to come in and to help you out. And then at that point in time, LBJ came on with his code words and code names and the whole bit, and he said, stand down, Marine Corps aviator, or I'll have you keel hauled and drug behind the ship. Because LBJ wanted the war to start, you see. And when 5-inch shells start going through sides of spy ships and stuff like that, bingo, you know. That started the Vietnam War, the Maddox. Started the Vietnam War. So then Poland talked about the general Wisław Kukula talking about go to full all-out war with Russia, Poland and Russia. That's pretty interesting stuff. And then I guess they said they yesterday will shoot down Russian missiles over the Ukraine. And then the next day they said when they said no, we won't. There's a lot of stuff going on in D.C. at this meeting. And Red China Joe, I don't know how he's doing, but he did introduce Zelensky as President Vladimir Putin up next to speak at the microphone till he caught himself. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I could tell you more about how I actually feel, but, I mean, it's just pretty bad. My voice sounds good, so all the people say, well, you sound real good. Yes, I do sound good, thanks to the Lord Jesus. But I'll tell you what. You need to be prepared out there because it is going to come, and I think we're going to get hit. I don't necessarily know if it would be today, but it was kind of interesting that the Global Hawk picks up on something, probably a Russian sub off the Outer Banks, probably with the electrical array up, wanting to listen in on Biden's press conference and any kind of a traffic off the bases, you see. The Carolina bases, the Virginia bases, South Carolina bases, Florida bases, they can listen in on all of it and pick up all of the radio traffic, the cell phones, the whole nine yards, and then also all of the stuff out of Virginia and the pentagram and the whole shoot match. Because, you see, they're also doing that out of, with the Red Chinese and the old Russian Cuban Lords, L-O-U-R-D-E-S base, which was the Signal Intelligence Base, and now the Chinese have highly sophisticated electronic gear in there. I mean, the top-of-the-line stuff, and they're doing much more capability than what it ever was under the Russians and the Cubans. And no such agency is listening in on MAGA pro-life people for the FBI, you say, and Red China Joe. Ridiculous. Who's not pro-life? Who's not pro-life? And those that aren't, they ought to see one of those sonograms of a baby in the womb. Oh, well, I'm not going to talk about that at this point in time, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we got Thursday here, too. Just in, U.S. and Germany foiled a Russian plot to assassinate the chief executive officer of a weapons producer sending weapons to the Ukraine, according to CNN. Most interesting. All kind of stuff going on. And the Russians are here. The Red Chinese are here. And all them cute little Red Chinese coming in the San Diego sector with the nice little square little backpacks, some of them tan, some of them black, you see. And then you remember that area outside of San Diego in the desert, the old Clark dry lake bed that used to have a lot of signal intelligence stuff out there. And the fact that there's UFOs out there. That would be the other thing. Red China Joe's crew and the Pentagram crew who are in the No Such and the CIA, the FBI, could do their little deal with the aliens. Bring the aliens on down. You see, space aliens and land. Or really fly over really dramatically they're going to have to do something to keep Trump from being president and to keep the Republicans from winning in the House and winning in the Senate. Of course, we were supposed to have the red wave last year. So then all the Republican country clubbies, and there's nothing wrong with country clubs, but country clubbies, they just want to have their drinks at the country club, and they don't want to say nothing. But they ought to be calling Hakeem Jeffries and those types Luciferian communistic extremists. Whilst he's calling them MAGA extremists. Of course, most of the Republican rhinos don't consider themselves to be MAGAs. Oh, they'll go along with Trump to win, but they really don't care for him, do they? Oh, well. All you got to watch is watch the Mama Luke himself. I call him the Mama Luke because Neil Cavuto, he hates Trump and he hates all the different people like that. And then the old whiteboard who W. Bush used to call him Fart Blossom, who puts all the stuff on the whiteboard. I forget his name right at this minute. And I suspect that I have cause. Karl Rove. Who does not like Trump? And he was a Bush boy, Bush man, all right? And Trump beat the heck out of Jeb. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your family. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the constitutional Bill of Rights Americans. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, baby, stay on those optics of your old 338. Squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Road and track and little L. Say hello to your daddy, Tiger Tom. God bless you all tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to prepare. And we got Russian subs off the coast. They could launch. They might not launch. You got Russian subs in the Great Lakes. They could pop go weasel, and then there goes Milwaukee. There goes Chicago. To your convention sites, perhaps. We pray not. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you all.